Dear friends of the Bellworth Park Catholic Community, this is Father Scott Seethaler. This is the third week that I've been giving reflections with the hope that it will help us, all of us, in difficult times that we're going through. So let me begin my reflection with a question. How do you feel about your prayer life? When I've asked that question before, people say, well, I should be praying more. I don't think I pray enough. If you think about that, how would you know what's enough? What would more look like? So today I want to offer some helpful hints about prayer life. Now, when it comes to public prayer, we all have to pray the same way because there will be total confusion. But when it comes to your personal prayer life, I want to give you a piece of advice that was very, very helpful for me early on in my own life. And that is, pray the way you can, not the way you can't. When it comes to your private prayer, pray the way you can, not the way you can't. Because in private prayer, it depends on the style of praying that we like. You might like the rosary, you might like a novena, you might like a litany. The style's not the important. Actually, I also want to say that how much time you spend is not important. Because prayer is never an end in itself. Prayer is a means to an end. And what is the end? Love. So I'm going to give you six characteristics of a good prayer life. You want to know if you have a good prayer life, there's certain fruits. Jesus said, by their fruits you shall know them. So let me mention six of them to you, okay? Does your prayer life make you more trusting? Does it make you more peaceful? Does it make you more joyful? Does it make you more compassionate? Does it make you more forgiving? And does it make you more thankful? Now, these fruits, of course, it's a lifetime growth in them. But in your own personal prayer life, if you find that these fruits are developing more and more, you've got a good prayer life. Never, never, never compare your prayer life to somebody else's. We're all different. All different religious educations, all different walks of life. Pray the way you can, not the way you can't. That's such an important lesson. So I want to suggest you get the words should and enough out of your understanding of your prayer life. Should we all pray more? Yes, but what would that look like? Have we all prayed enough? How would we know what enough is? Prayer is not an end in itself. In fact, when people focus so much on making a prayer in itself, they can become eccentric. Now, the word Christocentric means Christ-centered. Eccentric is you're off the center. And I've seen people who, in their look at them, they pray all the time, they pray, they leave messages in church, but they're really being eccentric. It's like the man that goes up to the temple to pray, and he just prays about himself, remember? So pray the way you can, not the way you can't. And you know what happens? St. Paul says that no one can say that Jesus is Lord unless moved by the Holy Spirit. So if you find a time to pray, and there's another way to spell love, you can spell it T-I-M-E, you'll find time, but not out of guilt, out of love. And the more you find time to pray, the more the Holy Spirit will draw you closer and closer and closer into this deep friendship with Jesus. Now, another suggestion I like to make to you is that you find some quiet time. Now, when we were all locked down, a lot of people were just so nervous about all the quiet time. The streets were quiet. Everything seemed spooky. But really, it was an opportunity to be quiet and just rest in the presence of God. Try that, okay? Even just for a couple of minutes. Close your eyes, clear your mind, be peaceful. If you want to say a word like hope, love, Jesus, to keep you focused, because you know all of those crazy things come bombarding you, the distractions, I would try that. Prayer should be as easy as breathing. Prayer should be second nature. I hope this is helpful. May you have a blessed week. May God bless all of us during these very challenging times. May God watch over us and protect us. Have a great week. This is Father Scott.